In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, here's another way to define salvation. Learn how to touch Jesus. Learn how to be touched by Him. The gospel today involves touching. That is the middle part of the story about the two healings. Sort of a story within a story. Sort of a parenthetical story. That of the healing of the woman with the issue of blood. By the way, did you notice that she doesn't have a name? Only Jairus is mentioned, because Jairus was important, and therefore Luke knew that people that were reading this would remember Jairus. But this woman is known evidently only to God, or certainly her name has not been preserved. And yet her story is the more important one. It is the greater miracle. Now, the Lord raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. But the miracle of the woman being healed and being touched is greater. We all need to be touched. Everybody needs touch. Those of us who've taken a psychology class probably remember that experiment where there was monkeys, baby monkeys, who would feed from a wire monkey. They got all their food, all their milk from a wire monkey, from a doll, that had no softness to it, just wire mesh with a nipple. And in the other part of the cage, there was a mannequin doll of a mother monkey, and she was soft and warm. And they spent all of their time there only to scurry across to feed and then come right back. That always made a deep impression on me. And when I became a Christian, I think I understood it in a different light. We need to be touched. There's a lot of people in the world that are not touched. I go to a place where people are not touched. I go to a prison. And the general population, sure, they live in some ways a normal life. And they can shake my hand, I can give them a blessing. But then there are those that are in segregation. They're never touched. Ever. Except perhaps for a medical exam. They can go days without a human being touching them. We need touch. But we especially need the touch of God. We need to reach out and touch Him, and He will touch us back. This is very critical. We must learn how to touch Him. Now, the gospel talks about how after the woman was healed, the Lord said, "Who touched me?" And Peter says, "People are all around you, and you ask, 'Who touched you?'" Now, we can take that certainly to mean that the woman was singled out for her faith, both to help Jairus and us, but also, there's a lot of touching going around along that's not touching. There's a lot of prayer that doesn't lead us to God. There's a lot of coming to church that doesn't touch our soul, or even reading the gospel that doesn't touch our soul. Our interactions with the people in our daily life that doesn't touch our soul. Reach out to God and have Him touch you. You must learn how to do this. It's very important, and it's a learned thing. You know, this woman, she was an outcast. She was judged by her society as a sinner because she had an issue of blood. Now, most likely, it was from sort of some female problem. So it was an invisible problem. But people would be aware of it because she would have segregated herself and told the priests, and they would not have allowed her to go into the temple. And so she was never touched, because you couldn't touch someone who was unclean in that society. Then you became unclean. Can you imagine going through life without being touched? Without people caring about you? That's what she went through. But she had great faith. And she went boldly to touch Christ. That took some effort, and it took some courage Because people who knew her would have said, get out of here. What are you doing here? You're supposed to be over there with the lepers and the other unclean people. But somehow she managed it. God allowed it to happen. And so she touched the Lord and he healed her. We must learn how to touch the Lord. And how do we do this? How do you learn to touch the Lord? That's an interesting question. It's a difficult question, really. Actually, it's pretty easy, actually, or simple to answer, although not easy. Reach out for the Lord and beg him to help you. I've had people before tell me, well, I don't know how to pray, or I don't understand the gospel, or this is too hard, or something of that nature. The way you learn to pray is by praying. The Lord commended the woman for her faith. Now, he helped Jairus, who had weaker faith. He said to Jairus, only believe, and she shall be made whole. But he didn't quite believe, not that well. He was very shaky. So we're shaky too. That's okay. Reach out to touch the Lord. Your life should not be formal. Your life should be very intimate with the Lord. You can touch the Lord in loving his brethren, in loving those that you encounter. You can touch the Lord by reading the Gospels with desire, with hunger, with pain in your heart that you need to learn something. You can touch the Lord by attending the services with attention and with a desire that somehow God would feed you. Just recently, someone in prison said something incredibly wise. This person is not Orthodox. He comes to our meetings. And someone was saying how he couldn't remember what he would pray after 5 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour or what he'd read, and it was really bothering him. Now, I'm sure we all have a similar problem, that sometimes we forget the things we read. That's not so important. Because God will touch you, and that will be something that you will remember, your soul will remember. But anyway, this man, who is just a country guy from Texas, he leaned back in his chair and he said, If you're gonna read the Bible, just close it. Don't start. Close your book. Close your prayer book. Don't pray yet. Just sit back and ask God to give you whatever you need right now, to make you ready for whatever it is that he wants to tell you. And when you're calm, and then when you're ready, then you start praying, or then you start reading. That's very patristic advice. Every time you pray, it should be so that the Lord touches you. It shouldn't be so that you can say your prayers and get them done with. It shouldn't be so you can knock them off in the car if you're rushing away and, you know, can't even hear yourself or hear the CD playing because of the sound of the wind or the air conditioner. It should be so that the Lord touches you. That should be your desire when you pray. The Lord doesn't need you to pray. He doesn't need your prayers. You need your prayers. There should be nothing formal about them. Now, I've learned as an Orthodox Christian that our prayers, which are in the book, are incredibly intimate because they say so comprehensively what we need. So although they, to someone that comes into the church, at first they might seem formal, actually they're very freeing. And you pray those prayers, or you pray the Jesus prayer, or you pray in your heart for the things you need. And God touches you. That's what you should desire. Now, someone might be saying, well, he's not telling me how to do that. No, only God can tell you how to do that. The Holy Spirit teaches you how to do that. But you have to make the effort to do it. And if you do, if you reach out and touch the Lord, he will touch you back. He will enlighten you. He will help you with the problems that you're going through in your life. The real problems, not the ones you think you're going through. The problem of sin, the problem of of your incompleteness, of your unwholeness, of your spiritual unhealthiness. He'll help you with all those things. And he'll help you with other things as well. Learn to reach out to him and touch him, even if your faith is weak. You can be like the man that had the child who was a demoniac. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. But you have to reach out and touch. So learn to say your prayers with attention. If they're short, all right. If they're longer, that's fine too. But not if they are formal. Not if they are rattling them off and not feeling them in your heart. Sometimes it's a good idea to repeat the prayer if it's so difficult for your heart to understand it. If you realize, I just said a prayer and I don't even have remember what I said. Of course, there is a point of least returns at that point. Sometimes I would do that when I was younger, and I'd end up praying a prayer six times, and then I finally give up. But God somehow taught me to feel him. And that's what you need to do. That's what Christianity is. Intimate union with God. Now, with union, there must be touching. Very close touching. So reach out to God so that he would touch you. Don't live your life formally. Everything in your life should be so that you have intimate union with God. Everything. That should be all that's important to you. Nothing else. So everything should be about that. Loving your brother, because in loving your brother, you're closer to God. And God gives comfort and peace that no one else can give, that is not possible to have otherwise. So learn to reach out and touch the Lord. This is why I say this is the greatest miracle. Because a woman who was untouched, unclean, unwanted, she was touched. And she was brought into God's company. And of course, her physical malady was healed. But most importantly, God told her, you are important to me, you are precious to me, and she felt it and understood it. You know, when he called, who touched me? She came trembling. She might not have known what was going to happen. Maybe she was going to be rebuked. She didn't know. But the Lord instead welcomed her. That is a great miracle. That's what we need to have in our lives. Now, the Lord is trying to welcome all of us, and some of us are a little bit resistant. Some of us are a little lazy, or we don't really apply ourselves, or we have bad priorities. If you have bad priorities, you can't be close to God. Now, I'm not talking about sins. A sinner can be close to God, but a person with bad priorities can't. If you're weak, God will help you. Tell him you're weak. Reach out to him. Say, Lord, help me. Lord, save me. And God will help you. But if you're not interested, God won't help you. If you don't want to reach out to God, he will not reach out to you. You must feel your need and beg him for help. And he will provide that help. He will help you to feel him intimately. As a pastor, I would say the number one thing that gives me the most pain is not when I see people sinning freely and not repenting. Not at all. There's always a chance that they'll come to their senses and they'll repent. The greatest pain I feel when, as a pastor, I encounter someone who has sinned. It might have been a great sin. It might not have been such a great sin. Usually it's some great sin, as we rank sins as if there's some ranking of them. And they have repented. They'll never do it again. They can't stand the idea that they did it. They beg God for mercy because of it. But they do not feel his mercy. They don't feel forgiven. In an intellectual way, they know, yeah, God forgave me. I went to confession and I've been absolved. But they don't feel forgiveness for the things they've done. I've seen this in the case, for instance, in abortion. Abortion is just a sin. God is powerful above all things. He can forgive any sin. But some sins, people have trouble forgiving themselves. And that's one of them. There's actually dozens more. And that is where they don't feel God's touch. And yet his arms are around them. So you must learn to feel God's touch. You must cultivate feeling that touch. And the way you do this is by going to God with your heart open and your hands up. God, help me. And recognizing when God helps you in your life. This is one of the reasons why many times, many of you in confession have heard me kind of say, tell me something good that happened this week. And acknowledge that something's happening in your life that's positive. That's not being prideful. That's accepting God is moving in your life and you're feeling him. The world's a very lonely place, really. And I live in a block in which, I don't know, 3/4 of the people. I'm not even sure if anybody lives there or not. I guess somebody lives there because the grass gets cut. We live in a kind of compartmentalized life. And we can feel very lonely and not touched by God. And if we rush from work to school, to the gym, to dinner, etc., 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 and we don't have time for prayer and for reading the Gospels with attention, and if we forget to look at the needs of our fellow man and feel their needs deeply, then we won't feel the touch of God. And you were born to be touched because you were born to be in union with God. Don't be one of those people. The vast majority of people, by the way. The people on the broad road, many of them have Orthodox crosses in their hands, that lives life in such a way that you're not touched by God. Don't be just going to church because, well, that's what I do, whether it's every week or every other week or holidays, it's what you do. Don't have communion because, well, you know, I'm supposed to do it once in a while and I've got to go through this whole ordeal of saying prayers and fasting and all that stuff, and that's hard, so do it once in a while. Don't be someone who has read TV Guide more than they've read the Bible. Don't be someone who has forgotten to look to be merciful to people every day. And at the end of the day, if you were called to ask or called to say something that you've done that has been good and godly, would not be able to come up with anything. Don't be one of those people. Struggle to touch God. Doesn't matter if you're a sinner. It's so unimportant if you're a sinner. It really is. I'm a priest. I hear about sin all the time. I've heard some really big sins, and I've seen people make incredible progress and be touched by God regardless of their sins, as long as they reached out to him. It's not about sin. It's about, do you have desire to be touched? And are you going to reach out and be touched? That's what you got to do. Now, I've told you about all the things that you can do many times, and they still all apply. Nothing happens in a vacuum. You can't just sit in your house and say, God, touch me. Because you're living your life. You're encountering people. You're encountering problems. You got stuff to do. But in the midst of all of that, there's one thing needful, and only one thing. Only one thing that matters, and that is that you would reach out to God to touch him, and that you would feel his touch back. So, brothers and sisters, this is my prayer for you. And it really is, that all of you would be touched by God and feel his touch, feel his embrace. And as a result of feeling that embrace, change so that you would become better, more holy, more calm, more peaceful, more full of love, more full of knowledge, the knowledge of Christ. That's my prayer for you. May God help you to reach out to God, to be touched. and to feel his touch. Amen. I